The Answer Machine.
Ronya?
I'm trying to... I think I might have broken the phone plug thing.
Will you come out and I'll get a look at it? If it needs wiring, you'd better let me in on it. You're your father's daughter in that respect.
Am I?
He's very good at making tea. What is this?
It's Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi? Ronya, sweetheart, we've only the one computer.
Brian gave me his old laptop.
Oh, did he?
For homework, schoolwork, coursework, that kind of thing.
Right.
You don't want me hogging your computer the whole holidays.
No, we wouldn't want that.
No.
And you might not want to be supervised while doing your homework, schoolwork and... what was it?
Coursework.
Coursework, exactly, in case PASA 247 pops up. Or is it PASA 24/7?
Have you been there?
He popped up in one of those little messaging windows when I was submitting your dad's taxes.
Tell me you ignored him.
I typed, "It's her mother." And closed the window fractions of a second after he did.
Why? He'll never message me again now.
Don't be... If he's serious, he'll...
Don't say that. Don't say it.
What?
If he's serious. I don't want him to be serious. Not yet.
When I was a bit older than you, 1985 it was, I thought our home might need an answering machine.
Did you?
I did. I couldn't bear that Mam or Brian might be missing calls from their friends or Daddy from work.
Is this an improving moral tale?
Or I might get a call from a certain Nat.
Will I make us some tea?
Good girl.
496-0006.
Once more?
496-0006.
496-0006. I'll call you. Thank you for a great evening. Good night, Biddy.
Good night, Nat.
And anyway, wasn't I becoming the family answer machine myself?
Mine!
Hello? 0006?
Brian, it's Simon.
Hello, 0006?
No, sorry. Wrong Ryans. No, right road, wrong Ryans. I'll get it!
Hello, 0006? Uncle Martin, hello. Wait, I'll get a piece of paper. Bella Cello in the 315. Dead cert. Is that cert with a C? All right. I'll tell him. Bye now.
And when I wasn't there to take calls, we'd to rely on Brian to take messages.
Someone. I can't remember who. I don't know. They've all got the same kind of name. Orla. Laura. Mora.
A girl.
What else?
Ooh, what else?
Or worse, there was no one home. And the thought of Nat hanging on the end of the line while it rang and rang was clouding my judgment.
Biddy! Biddy, will you hurry up?
Why are we going out this time?
What is within these four walls that has such a hold on you?
Nothing, ma'am. It's just like...
He won't call! And if he doesn't let you down now, it'll be later. Trust me. I know.
Ma'am.
Come on. Unless you want me to choose your Christmas outfit on my own.
In the end, I dithered so much that Mam had to go off to a lunch date with Geraldine and the girls, leaving me with a fistful of cash. First thing I did was ring home to see whether Nat had rung.
Come on. Come on.
Second thing I did was to buy a lovely dress in the charity shop. And the third thing I did...
I've decided to give the household my Christmas present early.
Biddy, you didn't get some terrible electronic game that we all have to learn how to play.
No, I... Look. Ta-da! The Ryan family are on air waiting for calls.
Huh.
Will you look at that?
Oh, Biddy, that must have cost a fortune.
That's really,
really?
Will you look at that? Oh, no. Did you wear that yourself?
Stand back, everyone. I think she's going to blow.
Right.
Hey, there's nothing Biddy can't turn her hand to. Here's the love.
Only time will tell what kind of a man she'll catch with wiring. Mam didn't know that that was exactly how I'd got him.
Can I help?
No, you're all right. It's dead dusty down here.
I could give you a hand.
That'd be the blind leading the blind, I'm afraid. I haven't a clue what I'm doing.
Didn't you set up the sound system?
No. That one ran off when he got his money.
Ah, oh, so you're the...
On the entertainment committee.
Right.
More of an ideas man, really.
Did your man leave any instruction booklets?
He did, but they're in German. Do you read German?
No. But I read diagrams. Let's unplug everything and lay it all out.
Yes, sir.
It's Biddy.
Hello, Biddy. I'm Nat.
And looking at my family, I realised how selfish I'd been. The answering machine was a terrible present, and they were trying to be so nice about it.
That'll be so...
It really will.
I just thought, you know, if work needed you, Daddy, or Mam, if Geraldine and the girls wanted to get together...
Exactly.
Or Brian, if Simon wanted to...
Have help with his homework.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Hmm.
We'd better put a message on it, I suppose.
I don't want my voice on it.
I feel foolish talking into those things. Nice and all as they are, of course.
Don't look at me.
I'll do it. Right. This is the Ryan family, but none of us is at home.
Are at home?
Is. It's singular. Is.
You better do it again, Biddy, or the caller will think this household has nothing better to do but split hairs.
Huh, imagine.
Right. Can you kindly leave a message? Because at the moment, there's nobody at home.
Are you mad?
What?
A personal invitation to every burglar in the county?
There's nobody able to come to the phone just now, but please leave a message after the bleep.
You speak with a very flat accent, like a caricature. And so it continued, until I managed a message that suggested a household of extraordinary refinement, all home and too busy watching for burglars to actually pick up the phone.
Perfect. A real lady.
No one will leave me a message now.
But...
Now, believe me, Biddy, that's how I want it.
Brian, be nice. Biddy, run up to the corner and give us a ring, will you?
Yeah, see it in action. Our new technology.
Give us 2p, I'll go. I don't mind. I'll pretend to be someone worthy of the great machine.
That was quick.
We are sorry that no one is free to attend your call at present, but please leave a message and we will respond at the earliest convenience. Goodbye.
What? It's not working, Biddy.
No, I think they hung up.
No, who would do that?
Someone who wants hanging up themselves, if you ask me.
Do you think it's the message? Should it be less, I don't know, more breezy, maybe?
Is it too much trouble, I ask you, just to say, oh, I don't know. It's me, Ethna.
Sorry,
nothing important.
No, Ethna? And why would it be my mother?
Oh, Mary,
I'm just saying that...
nothing she says is important, is that it?
Mary, will you just leave it?
I know what you're saying, Jerry.
Shh, it's Brian.
Hello, this is a message for Mrs. Ryan. It's Mr. Doyle. I have your curtains ready and you can come to collect them between 3 and 4. Not before 3 and not after 4.
Curtains?
Thank you, dry cleaners. Mrs. Ryan.
But they're...
Not those ones. Old ones.
Bloody autocratic dry cleaners telling you when to be there and when not to.
I'll collect them if you like, ma'am.
Stay out of it.
And slowly, message by message, Ryan family life unravelled.
Hello there, Buckingham Palace. Martin here wishing you all a happy Christmas. And just confirming, Jerry... We're not meeting at the station on Monday. We'll see you outside the track. And don't forget your lucky socks. Bye now.
Monday? Wasn't that the day you said you had a day that would fell an ox? A list of calls that no 3 men could cover?
He's got it all wrong. He doesn't mean me.
How many Jerrys does he know?
Oh, don't look at me like that, Mary.
And still no message from Nat.
Brian, where are you? We've the beer at the back of the garage already, and Connor's got some leftover wine, so you've to bring two bottles of cider.
Beer? Cider?
It's not what you think, ma'am.
Isn't it? I think it's beer and cider. What is it, actually?
It's like a code. Buy stuff. Honest.
Brian, if there were records for the least intelligent friend...
You'd share them with your father. You're grounded for the rest of the holidays.
Oh, ma'am! Cheers, Biggie. Great present.
Rather than family healer, I became editor of all their secrets, deleting as many messages as I wrote down in the interests of harmony. Just before New Year...
5. Come on, Nat. Please let one of these be you.
Hello, this is a message for Brian. Just so you know, we're doing our homework in the garage 3 doors down, so if you need to do your homework with us, maybe you could shin down...
Delete. Nice try, Simon. Don't do that!
Jerry, it's Martin. I'm not sure you're getting my message. Can you call and confirm that you are with us for the big one?
Delete that. He isn't and he can't.
Mary. Ryan. Mrs. Ryan. It's Mr. Doyle about the, counterpane. So it's 1:30. We've been waiting half an hour. The traffic can't be that bad. Maybe you aren't coming. If you're not here soon, we'll have to shut the shop, if you get my meaning. We may have to shut the shop forever. Your choice.
She's having lunch with Geraldine, weirdo.
Mary, happy Christmas. It's Geraldine. Listen, it's been too long, almost. It must be over a year now. Let's get together in the new year. You, me, and the girls.
I don't believe it.
Bye.
No, I don't believe it. And now I've broken the bloody machine and I'll never...
And it was as if the spell had been broken.
Coming!
I knew who it would be.
Nat!
Billy, you don't know how pleased I am to see you. Do you know how many Ryans there are in this city?
You've been looking for me.
Everywhere. My feet are too sore to dance, I'm telling you. But...
But?
It's very short notice. But I was hoping you'd go to the New Year's Eve dance with me.
I'd love to.
Oh, good.
You didn't remember my number then?
I had 496-0006. But first no one answered, and then when I did get through, it was to someone else's answering machine.
You hung up on an answering machine?
That was never you. But there was no name, and it was an awful voice.
He liked my voice just as it was.
Come in and I'll tell you about it. And try and mend this machine.
Will I hold the diagram for you? Make sure you do it right.
No, you put the kettle on. Are you trying to make me feel better about breaking the phone thing?
Not at all, and I apologise for saying serious. I only meant...
I know what you meant.
When it's right, it's right.
Yeah. How long did you and Nat last?
Ages.
You never mentioned him before.
Not as Nat, no, but he reverted to his real name on our first date. Thought he couldn't quite carry Nat off.
And his real name was...
Bernard.
Dad!
And I imagine Paza 24/7's real name is... Patrick?
Pierce.
Pierce, excellent!